This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Bad roads, the Rust Belt, largest city in bankruptcy. These are just a few of the more negative visions of Michigan. And a recent Gallup poll showed only 28% of Michiganders said Michigan was the best or one of the best possible states to live in. But you're still here. Why is that? That's the question Michigan Radio is asking as part of our Why I Stay project. Michigan Radio's Mark Brush is running this project. Hi, Mark. Welcome.
Thanks, Eddie.
So there has been quite a huge response to this question. What are you hearing from people?
Yeah, so this is a social media campaign that we started at the station. And basically what we're asking people to do is to tweet out or use Instagram to send a picture out to the community.
Yeah.
And then use the hashtag Why I Stay. And that photo is supposed to represent something about why they stay in Michigan. And certainly when we first introduced this idea, we heard a lot of some of the negative things like, you know, I stay because I'm stuck,
or,
you know, I stay because, you know, I don't have the money to move. I stay because that's where my stuff is.
You know?
But the vast majority of stuff we're seeing are the positive things about why people are staying in Michigan.
Such as?
Well, so we're seeing a ton of things that are just basically the beautiful side of Michigan. You know, Sleeping Bear Dunes, Saugatuck, those places of solitude in the state. But also, as you expect, we see a lot of things about family and community and, you know, the people that they're connected to in the state as well.
Give me an idea of the kind of images. Just certainly no problem understanding the kind of image that would represent the Sleeping Bear sand dunes and maybe the solitude of being
in the sunsets,
right. Sunset. We get those. Pure Michigan has that covered really well, too.
Right, exactly.
We all get that.
Yeah.
What are some of the more unexpected images you've seen?
Well, here's – I pulled some in here. This is one that I thought was interesting because kind of what I'm seeing a lot of is – a lot of images coming down of people together, but also beautiful places. So it seems like people want to be together, but they also want to find that place of solitude and that place of beauty in the state, which the state has a lot of. So this was a picture that came across that is like a combination of both of those. So this is a picture of three people, and they're holding a Chinese lantern along the shores of Lake Michigan, and they're lighting it, and they're going to let it go.
Yes.
And their caption was, we tell people that, you know, it's important to share the picture, but a pretty picture isn't all of it. We want you to tell us what's important.
Yes.
So this person writes, I stay for days at Lake Michigan with my favorite people and one perfect stranger carrying a Chinese lantern. So this is a couple that was on the beach,
and
a stranger
came
up with a Chinese lantern, and they helped him launch it.
And that says an awful lot. This project, Why I Stay, is happening at other public radio stations around. How does the response here in Michigan compare to, say, let's say, New York?
Yeah, so this is in response to that Gallup poll that you mentioned at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And Gallup did this poll throughout all 50 states. So we in the public radio system decided, let's start this project together. So there were 10 stations that did it. There was Seattle, Boston, San Francisco, Pittsburgh, several other states that did it, West Virginia. And that we're all using the same hashtag, Why I Stay. But we see the vast majority of images coming through are coming from Michigan and West Virginia.
Huh.
And we don't know exactly why that is. There's a lot of discussion, you know, online about why that's happening. We have our theories. I mean, here in Michigan, we certainly talk a lot about how do we come back. We were the only state that lost population in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably top of mind for a lot of people. And these images are just flooding out.
Interesting. Yeah. So Mark Brush, why do you stay?
I stay for my family, my kids, and also the beauty. And this Friday, I'm headed north with a lot of other people, too. So the state has a lot to offer, and my family's here as well.
We'd all second that one. Michigan Radio's Mark Brush, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Cindy.
Okay, let's bring in Susan Ager to continue the conversation. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Cindy. How are you doing?
I'm great. You wrote for the Detroit Free Press for 25 years as a reporter. You were a columnist, and you've spent a lot of that time thinking about these issues, about what it means to be from Michigan, to live in Michigan, and to stay in Michigan. And I'm wondering, how surprised are you by the poll results that we first talked about with Mark, that only 28% of us say Michigan is the best or one of the best possible states to live in?
Well, I am convinced that poll must have been taken in the depths of winter. Because I believe that if people had been asked in the spring, summer, or fall, far more of them would have ranked us at the top. The winters here are tough. We don't get sun like our neighbor Minnesota does. Their winters are harsher than ours in temperature, but they get sun. So that's a challenge. That's, you know, winter's a challenge. But I think it makes us tougher and better and more open to others and more friendly. More willing to, you know, bring a dish to a potluck. I think we're a great state of community, and friendliness, openness. We're not closed in on ourselves. We want to be open, partly, I think, because of those tough winters.
And indeed, we did have that huge outpouring from people in the Why I Stay project. I guess that kind of supports what you're saying.
Yes. Well, you know, I think our deep ethnic roots, we have many, many big populations of people who've come from afar, either in the late 1800s or the early 1900s or more recently. And I think that creates a strong sense of roots here. People have family. People have friends. You don't uproot yourself that easily. And, Mark was talking about the beauty. Who else can tattoo the shape of their state on their arm and have it mean anything? You know, Ohio is just not much of a tattoo.
Very good point. Very good point. I wondered if in this outpouring of response to Why I Stay, do you think it's a sense of pride of state, or is it more a sense that we feel like we're kind of the butt of the jokes right now, the real underdog, and we want to make up for that?
Well, I think that may be part of it, but I think Detroiters definitely feel that way. You know, I was born in Detroit and worked in Detroit for many years, and when you're the underdog, you've got to fight back. You know, you've got to talk back. You've got to be sassy, and you've got to stand up for yourself. And all these media who fly in and spend a day in Detroit and fly out and write about how terrible it is, we all know that's crapola, you know. Detroit's a fabulous geography of history and diversity and fighting back response, and good things are happening in Detroit, and people should spend more than a day there when they report. So there's part of that, but I think more of it is that we just realize how unique and unusual we are. I mean, look at Detroit and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. You know, Copper Harbor at the very tip of the Keweenaw, we're all in the same state. Isn't that astonishing?
You think about that. Yeah. There are countries that don't have that kind of...
That have this diversity.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is a 10-hour drive from Detroit up to Copper Harbor. But, you know, people do it. People think of this river of people we have on I-75 every weekend heading up north. Up north, what a treasure it is. What a treasure. People can, there's a diversity of cities for people to choose from, a diversity of urban experiences, Detroit versus Grand Rapids versus Ann Arbor versus Traverse City. You know, these are all thriving cities. Well, Detroit's on the way to thriving, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a great diversity of both urban, rural, and small-town choices people can make here.
We offer you the sunrise side or the sunset side.
Yes, we do. We do. Yes, north, south, east, west, it's all great. And I travel, I don't know whether you recall, but for a few years I did a series called Tell Susan Ager Where to Go.
Yes.
And I sought ideas from readers on where I should visit and what I should write about. And I got thousands of suggestions of people's favorite places, people's favorite people. There is a deep love here for this state. And I would never leave. I lived in San Francisco for 7 years, and I came back, partly for love and partly because I missed my state.
What did you miss? Why have you stayed here? Why are your roots here so deep?
Oh, well, you know, again, I'm of Polish heritage. People in San Francisco didn't know how to pronounce punchki, you know. They didn't know what kielbasa was. It was, you know, I missed the food of the state. I missed the Coney dogs and the cherry pies and the food identity is so strong here. And I missed everybody says this, you know, I missed the seasons, even winter. I love winter when it's, you know, as long as it's supposed to be and not any longer. And San Francisco was, you know, a lot of people, I don't think I met anybody in San Francisco who was born there.
Interesting.
You know, people were in and out. We're not an in and out state. You know, you come here and you're born here and you tend to stay here. It's what's not to like, I think.
Susan Ager, writer for the Detroit Free Press for decades, storyteller and Michigan lover. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Susan.
Thanks, Cindy.
The Why I Stay Project will run through tomorrow, so there's definitely time for you to head to michiganradio.org and search for the Why I Stay link to get all the details, and be sure to post your photos.